Well, molecules and atoms behave the way they do because of their structure in terms of electrons and atomic nuclei. The electron is attracted to each of the atomic nucleus by electrostatic attraction. And this is very well understood. The equations that you need to solve in order to predict what the properties of an atom or a molecule would be are rather complicated. Usually it is easier to go into the laboratory and carry out an experiment to find out what the substance will, how the substance will behave, what the molecules will do. But of course, you are much more successful in carrying out experiments if you do the right ones, and to have a theory of atomic and molecular structure is extremely important for that reason.